From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Senate leaders have worked out an agreement for a vote on final passage of the Democrats' health care bill. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says the vote will take place early on Christmas Eve at around 8 a.m. It had been tentatively scheduled for that evening. Senate Democrats are sounding more confident about their efforts to get the bill passed. They cleared the latest hurdle this morning when they won another key test vote, and then they were cheered as they entered a press conference on Capitol Hill. Finance Committee Chairman Max Baucus of Montana says Senate passage of the bill is near.
We're not the first to attempt such reforms. We will be the first to succeed.
Another test vote, this one to shut off debate, is scheduled for tomorrow afternoon. If approved, it would then have to be reconciled with an already passed bill before it can become law. Republicans are still attacking the deal-making that helped give Democrats the 60 votes they've needed to move the bill forward. GOP leader Mitch McConnell says the process was a mess. A freshman member of the House of Representatives is switching parties. Congressman Parker Griffith of Alabama says he is switching from the Democratic Party to the Republican Party. Griffith spoke to reporters at his home in northern Alabama today. He has a largely conservative voting record. For a third day in a row, stocks are higher. President Obama's plan to move Guantanamo Bay detainees to a rural prison in Illinois is being both praised and criticized in a public hearing on the issue today. The administration wants to buy an underutilized state prison in Thompson, Illinois, about 150 miles west of Chicago, to house the detainees. NPR's David Shaper reports.
The Obama administration would move fewer than 100 Guantanamo detainees and as many as 1,600 other federal inmates to the nearly vacant Thompson Correctional Center. Supporters claim it would create 3,000 new jobs.
It's absolutely huge.
Russ Simpson of the Tri-County Economic Development Alliance calls it the opportunity of a lifetime.
It's something Northwest Illinois has never seen in terms of economic development possibilities and possibly may never come again.
But Beverly Pearlson opposes moving suspected terrorists to Illinois.
They hate us. They want to cut our heads off. And to bring them near my children and grandchildren, I resent it.
Pearlson and other critics are protesting at what may be the only public hearing on the plan to move Guantanamo detainees to Thompson, Illinois. David Shaper, NPR News.
Stocks are higher today following news that sales of existing homes last month jumped far more than analysts had expected on Wall Street at the close. The Dow was up 50 points at 10,464. The NASDAQ Composite Index up 15 points at 2,253. And the S&P 500 was up 4 points at 1,118. This is NPR News. Falling prices and a popular tax credit are being hailed for helping push sales of previously owned homes to their largest yearly gain on record. The National Association of Realtors says sales jumped last month by a record 44% compared to
a deadline for agreeing to ship most of its low-enriched uranium out of the country in exchange for fuel for a Tehran research reactor. Washington has threatened harsher sanctions against the country. Iran, the world's fifth largest oil exporter, has claimed its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes. The West contends Iran is working toward building nuclear weapons. Europe's Eurostar train linking London with Paris and Brussels resumed service today after being suspended for 3 days. Thousands of holiday travelers were stranded. Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris.
French President Nicolas Sarkozy summoned the head of France's rail operator and ordered him to get the Eurostar moving again. Sarkozy called the situation unacceptable for travelers. Problems started Friday after 5 trains failed inside the Channel Tunnel, trapping more than 2,000 passengers for hours. Exhausted passengers appeared on British and French TV broadcasts complaining that they had been left underground for more than 15 hours without food, water, or any clear idea of what was going on. Facing stiff criticism, Eurostar is pledging to do its best to get everyone home by Christmas. The jointly owned French, British, and Belgian company says the unusually dry snow got past the train's snow screens and shorted out the locomotive's electrical systems in the warmer air of the tunnel. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Crude oil futures prices ended the session higher today. Crude oil was up 68 cents a barrel to close at $74.40 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.